Welcome to another episode of the Sparkles of Gold Astrology Manifesto Podcast. My name is Nicolas Polymanakos, and this is Three Questions, and I am with
Nadia Shah.
Nadia, first question. What's your favorite astrological technique?
Oh, that's a good question, Nicholas. Intuition, I'll put it at that. Intuition. Trusting yourself as you're going through the chart to see what stands out to you first and foremost. I know that there are a lot of very specific techniques out of there, calculating the distance between the closest planet to the ascendant so you can figure out, you know, what happened to you when you were 2 months old or something like that, or what your situation of birth was like. I mean, there's so many techniques out there, but there's nothing like you see a chart for the first time and you sit back and you just look at it. You look at it and you trust that you've exposed yourself to the knowledge and the information you need so that you can have the language you need to express what it is that you're seeing, which is ultimately what you're feeling, right? And so I think really powerful things can come forward when you just let yourself sit back. And whether you're looking at it because you're a visual person, maybe you're looking at the aspects, maybe you're looking at where the planets are they above the horizon, below the horizon, on the east, on the west, whatever that might be, it's amazing how that first impression can just jump out at you and it can really guide the reading going forward from there. Because the reading, the point of the reading is, you know, I was very influenced by Jeffrey Cornelius, one of our legends, and he talks about the difference between a speculative reading and a realized reading. And so a speculative reading is you pull out the techniques. You know that Venus square Pluto could mean 10 different things, and you say those 10 different things when you're in that moment of a reading. A realized reading is speaking truth to the client's moment, speaking truth of the chart, speaking truth in a way that touches the heart of the moment and of the reading and of the client. And I think you can only do that when you've put in the time and put in the prep work and gone to all the conferences and done all that you need to so that you understand the symbolism. But when you're in the moment, you kind of have to forget that and just allow yourself to whatever needs to come forward comes forward.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Jeffrey wrote a book, The Moment of Astrology.
Yes.
Correct. Where
exactly.
He talks all about all this stuff and divinatory aspect of things. And sometimes it's not talked about as much in the astrology world. Where it's concentrated on the more mental techniques, so on and so forth. Just want to say that for the crowd.
Yes. Shout out to Jeffrey Cornelius, my former prof, The Moment of Astrology. Now, I'll tell you, that book, if you are a beginner, you may not necessarily know Jeffrey Cornelius, but once you get serious about astrology, once you reach that intermediate level, I mean, you know who Jeffrey Cornelius is.
Yeah.
He is legend in our field. Yeah.
All right. Second question.
Let's do it.
All right, what is your earliest memory connected to astrology or how you came about astrology or the earliest?
Okay, that's a great question. The earliest that I remember is being a little girl and looking up at the sky and seeing the stars and seeing the moon and feeling it in my heart. Mm-hmm. That is my early memory. I feel like we are born astrologers. It's such a fundamental, primal part of our spiritual nature as human beings to look around us and to feel a connection to everyone and everything, including the sky, and to make meaning of everyone and everything, to apply it to our lives personally, to understand how our environment is speaking to us personally, to have that connection to how our experience is part of a larger wisdom. I think it's so innate. That's why the very earliest documents and cave drawings known to humanity are a documentation of the stars and what's happening in the sky and correlating it to events on Earth. Mm-hmm. And so if I had to say what was my earliest memories, and that's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good. All right. The last and third question.
Awesome.
What is a book you're reading right now that's not connected to astrology? Or a book you're reading?
Oh my God, I haven't read a proper book in such a long time, I'll tell you the truth. I haven't read a proper book in a long time. I like to watch certain video essayists, right? Mm-hmm. And so I on YouTube, and so some people have really great ideas that I really enjoy that come from books. And so there's one video essayist, nothing to do with astrology here, FD Signifier, and another essayist named T. Noir. And so lately they've been doing these videos on what's called the manosphere, and it's basically how it is that the experiences of women in relation to the judgments made upon them by, you know, what we would call toxic masculinity, right?
Right.
And so they're fascinating, they're political, they're intersectional, and I love watching them a lot. So they refer to certain books like by bell hooks, by there's another very famous sort of modern feminist text called When Chicken Heads Come Home to Roost, which is highly referenced in these particular recent essays, video essays, I should say. So that's my closest encounter with books. Now, if you ask me in a larger sense, gosh, one of my very favorite books, I'll admit, is actually by a fellow astrologer named Rob Bresny, and it's called The Televisionary Oracle.
Yes.
That must be one of my most favorite books in the world. I love that book very dearly, very passionately. I love an essay by Virginia Woolf called A Room of One's Own. And of course, the one that I always quote so much in the things that I do is called Whoso Knoweth Thyself by Ibn Arabi. It's a Sufi text about how self-knowledge is knowing God, which I think is really powerful. So those would be my big three that come forward in my mind of books I really like right now.
Okay. First of all, thanks for answering the three questions.
Of course.
Okay, and where can people find out more about you?
Okay, well, first I just want to say, Nicholas, I love you. I'm so proud of you. I think you're amazing. And you know I think you're amazing. And I've known Nicholas for about 10 years and, you know, just so dedicated to astrology. And we both have that love of astrology and we bring it. And it's just so great. So I love that I'm on your podcast. I feel like really honored and really elated. Oh. And I'm holding back all this enthusiasm that wants to just burst forward right now.
thank you for saying that. Yeah, that's sweet.
Of course. And so where can people find me? Look, just put Nadia Shaw Astrology in Google. It doesn't matter how you spell it. And I will show up. I will be there on the first, first million search results. Yeah, so you can find me all over the place, right?
Yeah.
On YouTube, on Instagram, on my websites, Synchronicity University. Also, I'm very proud of my school. We have like brilliant astrologers coming from all over the world teaching at my school online. And we have this thing, it's a very famous thing we call choose your tuition rate. So people can decide how much they want to spend and can spend. And rates start at just $5 a class to join particular programs. So I hope people will check that out as part of their astrological learning and their astrological journey.
Nadia, thanks for being on the podcast.
Woohoo! I was on your podcast.